RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. The HSE has issued new hygiene guidelines identifying the need for hospital doctors and administrators to regularly wash their hands of any public scandal or embarrassment. This report from our rear of Leinster House correspondent David Davenpower.
According to the new guidelines, the number one cause of infectious public scandals are leaky government departments. Once a scandal has entered the media bloodstream, it can spread virally from print to radio to TV and fester for days online, resulting in critical loss of credibility for government ministers. In the worst case scenarios in the past, these have proved fatal to a political career. However, the report does contain some good news. Using the HSE itself to isolate health ministers from any infectious scandal has resulted in a new breed of highly resistant ministerial superbugs who can survive prolonged exposure to repeated doses of scandal. Mary Harney continues to bask under the glory of her €130,000 a year pension. Despite overseeing huge queues at A&E units at the height of the boom, the PPARS fiasco that cost taxpayers €200 million, and a spate of junkets and hairdressing bills paid for by the state. The current Minister for Health, Dr. James Riley, is currently part of an experimental clinical trial, and while doctors admit he is far from healthy, they express considerable surprise that he has lasted this long. David Davenpower, making you angry, RT News.